the title of my, and I said, Lord, where do I need to begin? He said, hope has a name, and it's Jesus. Hope has a name, and it's Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
When this Lord brought this thought to my mind, I was thinking about within the phone line ministry, with me getting so many calls. But when I get calls where people tell me children are hanging themselves. Children are killing themselves. These are children. They lose all hope. They don't have no hope. And then they turn around. Somebody called me it's been a while back, and they called me and said when they, you know, when they got home, they got home, went on through the whatever, and then they had to go out to the garage. This child was out there hung in the garage. Hung. What do you think about this guy who went into the school system? As I read up on his life and what went on with his life, he went into the school system. What did he do? He just shot up, just went in there just shooting. Killed so many, but innocent people, innocent little children, just walked in there and just started shooting. But as I, this woman was telling me what was going on with him, you know, and I always say, everything starts with our childhood. What kind of childhood do we have? You know, I'm understanding this little fellow wasn't with his mom and dad. He was staying with his grandma. See what I'm saying? But he went in there. No hope. But I want to say today, our hope is in Jesus. He's the only one that can give you and I the hope we need today. It's in Jesus. All along the way, it's in Jesus. That means you're old, young, middle-aged, whatever it might be, our hope is in Jesus. All right, sister. John 3:16 says what it say for us. And John 3:16.
God so loved the world.
For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten son.
Yes.
That whosoever believeth in him
should not perish
but have everlasting life.
But God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Have you got a son today you want to give away? I didn't get no answer, huh?
No, I don't.
So you don't. What else? For God so loved, oh, that's what you said, Brother Mark? For God so loved the world. And he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hope has a name, and it's Jesus.
Lord.
It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Isaiah 7 and 14. Somebody get that for me. Sister Rochelle, Isaiah 7 and 14, please.
Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Behold, a virgin shall conceive.
Bear a son. And shall call his name Emmanuel.
It says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive. And bear a son.
Yes.
And shall call his name Emmanuel.
That's right.
It means Emmanuel means what?
God
with us.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go over there and read this story of this virgin. Okay, Sister Luke 1, 26 to 25, 37 Luke 1. We're not going to be here long. I just want you all to know hope has a name and it's Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Hope has a name and it's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Luke 1, 26, baby, to 35. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation that should be, this should be.
And the angel said unto her,
Fear not, Mary, but thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. And can be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him a throne of his father's David. And he shall reign on the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? Seeing I know not a man.
And the angel answered and said unto her,
All right.
The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee.
Yes.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
Shall be called the Son of God. How about that? All right, drop down there, sister, to 30 with this where it says 37, and we'll get then look to 38. Do that for me, okay? But with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. She submitted, brought about some submission.
Be it unto me,
according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. All right. That was Isaiah that we just read about. This virgin came on the scene. A virgin is going to come. It's come. The virgin. Hope. Hope has a name, and it's Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
Okay, we're going to go over here and read just the Matthew 1, 18 to 25. Matthew 1, 18 to 25. We're not going to say
B. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. As his mother Mary was espoused. Wait a minute. Let me get there. Thank you. Bear with me. Okay, that was 1:18. Okay, I got you. All right.
And as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph.
She was espoused to Joseph.
Before they came together.
Uh-huh.
She was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And Joseph, her husband,
being a just man.
Not willing to make her a public example, was minded to throw.
Put away privately. Okay.
While he thought on these things,
all right.
The holy angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
All right.
And she shall bring
forth a son.
And thou shalt call
his name Jesus, for he shall save his people
from their sins.
Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet saying,
Behold,
a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son that shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted, God with us. We have a hope, dear ones. And it's in Jesus, okay. Then Joseph, read that part, baby. Did as the angel had bidden him, took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth the firstborn son, and he called his name what?
Jesus.
Called his name Jesus. Hope has a name. And it's Jesus. It's Jesus. You feel like you can't go another step farther. If you feel like you just,
Oh, Lord.
It's in Jesus, dear ones. Now unto him that's able to do what? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think.
Yes.
According to that power that's working in us. Says life is in the blood. It brings about hope. Life is in the blood. Love found a way. It says here. All right, sister. Psalms 86:5. Hebrews 7. I'm going to give it to Hebrews 7, 22 to 25.
For thou art good.
For thou, that's Psalms 86:5. But thou, Lord, are good. And you're ready to forgive. You're plenteous in mercy to all them that call upon him. But thou, Lord, are good. You're ready to forgive.
Yes.
And plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon him. That's the kind of God we serve.
Yes.
Hope has a name.
That's right.
And it's Jesus. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 7. Give me that one.
But so much of Jesus made a surety of a better testament.
Uh-huh.
And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continued ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, mm-hmm. seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Uh-huh.
But such a high priest became us who is holy, mm-hmm. harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
Okay. I think that was all to 25, baby. Thank you. Thank you. 22, 25 says, but so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. And they truly were many, there were many priests. Because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, who we talking about? Say that again. Y'all didn't say it loud enough. But this man.
Jesus.
That's all right. Because he continued ever hath an unchangeable priesthood.
Lord.
What is he able to do? Wherefore he's able also to save them to the uttermost.
Yeah.
That come unto God by him. See, he ever liveth.
Amen.
To maketh intercessions for them.
That's right.
He ever liveth. We don't ever have to lose hope. Our hope is in Jesus. It's in Jesus. He came to take care of it. He came to take care of it all. He said, because he loved me, my Savior died. It was love. As one song said, it was love that brought me out of the world. It was Jesus who taught it. Yes, it lived love. God's love. I'm trying to think of the name of the song. God's love is so precious to me. We don't have to walk around here in the world without any hope.
Amen.
Whose fault is it? Y'all didn't get no answer. Whose fault is it? I still didn't get no answer.
It's your own fault.
Ah! We don't have to walk around here without hope. Jesus came to take care of it all.
Thank the Lord.
a name, and it's Jesus. The only one can give you the hope that you need today.
Amen.
When you feel like you're down and out, fall down. Oh, don't fall down on your face and just give it all to him.
Yes.
And he'll take care of it.
Yes.
Why are you going to walk around here with it anyway? When you've got to know who you serving.
That's right.
We're not serving no little bitty God. When I think about it, I don't want to stop, but I've already said it. But when I think about the Lord, when he spoke to me and he told me, well, Sister MacDonald, you can go to the Wichita meeting. And I figured out, well, how I'm going to get there. Because my baby said, well, Mama, I'll take you. You know, she brought me over there because I wanted to, as first going to Oklahoma region, because I wanted to see the other children. But she said, Mama, I'll take you. But you're going to have to find your way back, Mama. I said, well, huh? Because I was going to leave Oklahoma and come into Wichita. Yeah, Mama, that's what you're going to have to do. I said, oh, okay. And then in my thinking, I know I mentioned that, but in my thinking, we're talking about hope. It's in Jesus. When we go to him and he knows our situation,
yes.
He knows what we're going through, he comes on the scene, dear ones.
Yes.
And then as I told y'all since I've been here what the Lord done, because I said, well, if she takes me to Oklahoma and just, you know, drop me off because she's going to fly back home, then I guess I'm going to have to rent some cars. I'm going to have to go rent some cars. Okay, Lord. But what did the Lord do, huh? He came on the scene.
Yes.
I mean, he came on the scene.
Yes.
This same baby who told me, Mama, you're going to have to find your way back. Okay, baby. But when she, like I said, she took me to get my driver's license. She said, Mama, today, Mama, you need a car. You're going to go and get a car today, Mama. I said, okay, baby. I pretty well had it in my mind what I wanted. I had it in my mind what I wanted. I wanted me a, you know, in my last years of travel, I wanted a Nissan. Those are the most comfortable riding cars. And then when I rented, you know, I was renting them. And the guy said, well, I'm going to tell you what, you can rent this. You ain't got to worry about the gas because they're good on gas. That was my last years of travel. I was riding the Nissans. I said, well, Lord, that's what I want. But as my baby walked out and went there and talked to the man and come back out, she said, Mama, this is what you need. I said, okay, baby, you say so. But anyway, went on and road tested it and come on back and parked it. The man said, y'all want this vehicle? My baby said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My hope, dear ones, has a name.
Yes.
And it's Jesus.
Amen.
As I often say, he has a name. Sister, read that and then I'm going to read the last scripture. Read Acts 4 and 12. I think okay, let's go talk about the names of Jesus. Go to Isaiah 9 and 6, and then we'll come to Isaiah 9 and 6, talking about the names of Jesus, who he is. And then we're going to go to Acts 4 and 12, and then I'm going to read the last scripture, okay?
Unto us a child is born,
unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. We're talking about the names of Jesus. His name is going to be called Wonderful. He's a Counselor. He's a Mighty God. There's nothing small about him. And Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. He's the Everlasting Father.
Yes, yes.
And he's the Prince of Peace.
Amen. The Lord.
Hope has a name, dear ones. Did we read Acts 4 and 12?
No.
Read that for me.
Neither is there salvation in any other.
For there is none other name under heaven,
even among men,
whereby we must be saved. Our hope today, dear one, is in Jesus. It's in Jesus. I love Jesus' prayer over here in John 17, 1 through 5. Jesus, he prayed for us.
Okay. Yes, he did. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And said, Father, the hour is come.
Yes.
Glorify thy Son.
Glorify thy Son.
That thy Son also may
glorify thee.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh.
Wow, that he should give eternal life to him, to as many as thou hast given him.
And this is life eternal.
That they may know thee, the only true God.
In Jesus Christ, whom thou
hast sent.
I have glorified thee on the earth.
I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do.
And now,
O Father. Glorify thou me with thine own self,
with the glory
before world was. That's the prayer of Jesus. Christ prayed to the Father. So I'm not going to read all of it, but it was, he said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He finished it, didn't he? He got down to the end of the way. He said, he said, it is what? It is finished.
Amen.
He finished the work that is called to do. So we don't have to live, in this world without hope.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
That's right.
We don't have to live in this world without hope. It's in Jesus. He said, I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From which cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth.
Amen. Don't forget it.
We don't have no little bitty God. When I look around and I see, I'm talking about for me having a testimony. When I look around and see all that God done for me over and over and over again. I can't tell it all.
Amen.
I can't tell it all.
That's so true.
Psalm 51, it says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean, on Jesus' name.
Yes.
I want to say to y'all today, this is it. I think I'm looking at all my scriptures. I think I got it all here taken care of. But be assured, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yes, he did.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, hope has a name, and it's Jesus.